You are listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. In the midst of a national discussion and debate on mass shootings and school safety, one district in West Michigan thinks it may have an answer. Major renovations to Fruitport High School are designed to reduce the impact and potential toll of an active shooter. Here now from Muskegon County is the superintendent of Fruitport Community Schools, Bob Shimoniak. Welcome, Bob.
Thank you so much, Cynthia.
So you're doing a $48 million overhaul of the existing high school. So I'm wondering, what came first, the idea that you wanted to redo the school or the idea that you wanted to make the building safer for students in the event someone with a weapon launches an attack?
Well, actually, back in 2015, a group of parents came together and decided it was time for a new high school. Our high school was built in the early 50s, and the infrastructure was beginning to fail, and the learning environments weren't all that conducive to modern education. So they formed a committee and formed an initiative to move forward with a new school. Part of that discussion, though, was safety and security.
So when did that enter, where you really began to focus on this idea that the possibility of a mass shooting was real enough for the district to decide it needed to redo the high school this way?
Well, it's horrible to have to even think about that potential. But we hired an architect that has a lot of experience in construction with respect to implementing security design elements. And so he was really helpful in showing us how we could design a school that had those security elements in it, and yet you wouldn't know that they were there. It's a very warm, welcoming, very functional school that just happens to have those security elements in them.
Describe those elements for us. What are the important features of this security design?
Sure. Well, it's important to note that the project is about 80% new construction. So there was a renovation of 20% of the existing school, and then we built new construction behind the existing school. So in doing that, the main structure for the classrooms is a two-story structure, and it is curved. And part of the reason it's curved is to reduce the sight lines of an active shooter. God forbid there was one in one of our learning corridors. And then to further reduce the sight lines in those corridors, we built what are called wing walls that stick out perpendicularly from the wall about 4 feet. And so, like I said, that cuts down on sight lines, but it also provides refuge for students to hide behind should that be necessary. And then within the classrooms, we added another wing wall, and the purpose of that wing wall is for students to get behind. So if you're in the hallway looking into a classroom, you wouldn't be able to see anyone in that classroom.
Hmm.
And then there's a lot of glass by each classroom door. That glass will have impact-resistant film. So if somebody tried to get through that glass, it would take them quite a while to break through that reinforcement. We're also going to install access control on all of our doors so that impact-resistant film and the access control will be district-wide. It'll be in all of our buildings. But the importance of the access control is if there's any kind of crisis, we could lock down a building with the push of a button.
Hmm. I'm wondering, as you heard these ideas presented by the designer, and by the way, who's doing this design for you?
Howard Pinkster out of Grand Rapids, and the chief architect, his name is Matt Slagle. And it turns out he is a 1995 graduate of Fruitport High School. So this is a very important special project for him.
Indeed. Were you pretty well immediately convinced that these design ideas would be an effective safety measure in the event, as you say, God forbid, of an active shooter?
Yeah. The thing is, if someone is really determined to do harm, it's hard to stop them. They'll find a way to get into the building. Our thinking is to minimize the damage they can do. So we've created barriers to slow them down. We've reduced his opportunity to do damage. So that's really the thinking. The thinking was not to stop, but to minimize.
Bob, do you have any thoughts as to whether this effort will make people feel more safe once they're in the newly redone Fruitport High School, or could it just serve as a constant reminder of the possibility of an active shooter attack?
I have to be honest, Cynthia. I hope that it is not a constant reminder. I want students to come to school for the purpose of education. I don't want them to come to school with the thought that there's a potential of an active shooter. we put these things in place in such a way that if you looked at them, you didn't know that it was a security measure for that specific reason. We want students to feel that the school is warm and welcoming, not some type of bunker or refuge to keep them safe.
How top of mind is the possibility of an active shooter episode for students in your district and also your staff and teachers?
I think that it's always there, like it is for every student and every staff person in America. All of us hope that it doesn't happen here, but it has been happening, unfortunately. So while we keep that in mind and we do everything we can to mitigate that threat, we still want school to be a warm, welcome, inviting, awesome place for students to learn.
Do you think this design, these design features, these security design elements, do you envision these becoming a common way of building schools across our country?
I think so. The security elements that we put into this school just make sense and really are not all of that expensive to add on to a project such as this one. So my hope is that they become common design elements, and I think that they probably will be should this wave of mass shootings continue in America.
And what does the fact that the Fruitport Community School District felt the need to incorporate these elements into the high school, what does this tell us about the current state of our society?
It's really hard to answer, Cynthia. I was a high school principal in 1999 when Columbine happened, and I remember thinking that day as I'm watching students escorted out of that school with their hands over their heads with police right next to them, I remember thinking that schools in America will never be the same, and that we would have to deal with this issue from that point forward, and unfortunately that has proven to be true. I saw some research from Homeland Security that there were 43 shooting incidents in schools this year, and the number just seems to be growing. So I think that it's only responsible that school districts and communities do what they can to incorporate security measures into their schools to keep the students safe.
Bob Shimoniak, who's superintendent of Fruitport Community Schools. And when will the project be wrapped up, Bob?
So it's a phased project. We will be moving into the new classrooms and using the new cafeteria in January of 2020. The entire project will be done the summer of 2021.
Bob, thank you so much for spending time with us on Stateside.
You're welcome.